walking through the crime scene was like being on the set of a movie. You just don't expect this to happen at home. This doesn't happen in Escambia County. It doesn't happen in Pensacola. It doesn't happen to our friends and neighbors who are members of the United States Navy. But it did, and it has.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan speaking on December 6, 2019. Navy Airman Ryan Blackwell came face to face with Lieutenant Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrari outside his office. The Royal Saudi Air Force officer was later killed by Escambia County deputies. But during his rampage, Blackwell was shot a half dozen times while protecting a fellow sailor.
I was shot in my right arm. So I have partial use of my right arm. Two in the back on the inside of my spine. So one went through my back and came out the inside of my thigh. And then another one went in my back, hit my pelvis, and came out my left hip. And I took one off the side of my right rib cage, also in the back of my right calf and in my left foot.
Blackwell was awarded the Purple Heart and the Navy and Marine Corps Medal and was medically retired from the Navy. It was then that he and his wife Carly began planning their next chapter, a self-defense school in Gulf Breeze.
At the time, I was pretty banged up and I couldn't really do much, and I'm a 100 miles an hour type of person, so I was just trying to stay positive and upbeat. So I started creating a website, just all my thoughts of well-trained. And well-trained is a play on words, being Blackwell trained with the well portion of it, but also being well-trained in all aspects of life.
A former state high school wrestling champion from Cape Carteret, North Carolina, Blackwell served as an assistant wrestling coach at Gulf Breeze High School. His training regimen incorporates that along with his time in the Navy.
So I created a lot of my survival to wrestling and just the mental toughness and a lot of the life skills I learned through that. We also incorporate a lot of functional fitness to where you're able to act in a crisis. Since I was already established with wrestling because I helped with the youth club last year in Gulf Breeze and the high school wrestling team, it was a no-brainer to give back to those kids and continue trying to create an impact.
Shortly after the attack at NAS, 21 Saudi troops were kicked out of the U.S. after they were found to have inappropriate materials, including jihadi or anti-American content on their computers. The Navy and Marine Corps also restricted base access for all foreign troops and their families.
With this shooting, a terrorist attack by the Attorney General, it just goes to show how close the enemy can be within without even knowing. And that just goes with the community, not to cause any scare, but just in general to be aware of your surroundings. So it's not just about the military beefing up security. It's just more about the individual themselves making sure that they are personally ready.
Since the shooting, the training of foreign military personnel from allied countries has come under criticism, fueling debate on whether it should be continued or be ended. Blackwell is neutral on the subject, having seen the bad, the attack, and also having seen the good.
You sign a dotted line, and sometimes you do get radicals that come across, but it's just not Saudis. We work a lot with other NATO countries and different things of that nature. We do build great relationships. So it's kind of more than just for the adversary to try to make a comment on that.
More information on Well Trained in Gulf Breeze is available at welltrainedelite.com. Meantime, Governor Ron DeSantis, in remembering the attack at NAS, has ordered flags to be flown at half staff at all local and state buildings from dawn until dusk on Sunday. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.